Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Probably not.
What
was
that, a metronome?
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Gary!
It's on out here.
Are we going to get feedback?
Oh, yeah. I'll turn it off. What do I do?
Hit the blue thing.
The blue thing?
That's no!
Happy birthday, Gary.
I didn't do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just give it a second. It's going night-night.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy AIDS Day.
No, we got to pay for that.
Happy AIDS Day, Gary. No, we didn't sing the whole song.
Okay.
Did it AIDS Day?
Yeah, had a good AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day.
Oh, what'd you get for AIDS Day?
World AIDS Day.
Yeah, it's
World
not National. National AIDS Day is in September for some reason, but World AIDS Day right now.
Oh, wow. Well,
what's how you doing?
What's the difference between World AIDS and curry sauce?
I think they just can't say African.
African.
Africanized AIDS.
Those poor bastards in Africa.
Let me tell you something. I'm against AIDS.
Yeah.
Yep, don't like it.
Can I just say this?
I didn't like it when I had it.
Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
I think Africa's got enough problems without AIDS. What?
Okay, no, I disagree. Take AIDS out, and they're what's wrong with Africa? Nothing.
They shoot each other as much as they possibly can. Why
is that bad?
You have to pick either AIDS or overpopulation. If you're in a bed dying of AIDS, it's hard for you to get up and kill villagers or whatever.
Depends on your will to kill.
Yeah.
Well, happy AIDS Day. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy AIDS Day.
Happy. Mark, how are you?
Good. Dallas Mavericks are bringing a 5-game winning streak into their game with the Timberwolves tonight.
Is that a good thing for you?
Sure.
You got money on that?
Tons.
That's a football game.
So what's your take on the infamous LeBron shoulder bump?
That was against the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks were frustrating LeBron.
Yeah.
They provoked him.
You think he was angry? You think that was an intentional incidental contact? That wasn't an intentional shoulder bump.
I don't think it was passive aggressive. It's just one of those things. They just were in each other's way.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
It happens.
Sean, how have you been?
I've been great. Everything's perfect.
What's been going on with you, buddy?
Nothing.
I thought you had a date tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't happen. It was on Saturday night.
Sean's been dating a bunch. Am I even allowed to bring that up?
Do we know the girl?
Sean's been dating.
Or guy? I don't know your
reference. I'm going
to... No, don't.
Okay.
No.
Do I know her?
Sean's been dating a lot. That's all I'm going to say.
Do I know this person?
He doesn't like to talk about his personal.
I don't like to talk about...
Yes or no? Do I know the person?
No,
you don't know.
No,
how do you know? You don't know who I know.
He doesn't
You don't
know
this person. I barely know this person.
Yeah.
None of us know her.
Oh, man. Sorry. I didn't mean to get all
Pretty
real.
Pretty hot, though, Brad?
You know, the ones I've met, I don't get to meet them.
He's smart.
Well, usually it's 1 to 2 dates, so there's not.
Oh,
many.
You have had a second?
I've had a few seconds.
Really?
He goes out on dates. He goes out on
this guy.
Dates.
I've had a regular, few second dates. Not that many, but
regular Johnny Depp over here.
I've had some dates.
What?
Sort of.
With chicks?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Not group dates.
No. We did a show a couple weeks ago.
It's a group date.
Let's go out and all my friends are coming.
Oh, no.
And bring Sean and your kid and
can I get
a witness?
Can I get real?
Yeah, let's tear down barriers.
So I met this girl. Yeah. Sean's just met this girl at a
Hooters?
At a comedy music show thing.
Yeah.
Somehow tricked her into coming home.
What?
Like Sean couldn't even believe it. I was like, look, this is cheap.
I didn't think you had that kind of game.
I didn't either.
I've seen you approach women.
Yeah, you know what I do.
So you got a boyfriend or
so anything? I get her home and it's like you know what the problem is with my dick? It's stage fright.
Why?
I don't know.
Man. You've
I'm not
made
that
a baby.
Young. I'm 35 now.
That's young to me.
He's not young or attractive.
No, I can he's get attractive. Like I can
Look
get
at
like
he's nice.
I get like a girl home, and like so we're like making out and stuff, and like I just when it comes down to it, I can't fucking do it because I get so scared. I get
Are you doing
so
a bit
scared.
Right now?
No, I'm not doing a bit. I'm getting real. Are we going to get real?
Yeah, let's get real.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in that position that you're in.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, I get like so fucking worked up like making out or whatever, or like like if a girl like hugs me, I get like a boner. It's like I can't get a boner, but when it's down to like you're fucking cocking me, I'm like I don't know you. I just met you.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I get scared.
I don't think you should be. Sexing on the first date.
Well, this is what. So that girl, she comes. I'm not going to say her name, but
she
anyway,
come,
she comes home.
With your shortcoming?
Well, we were doing stuff, and then she's like, "Do you have a condom?" And I'm like, "No," but I did. I had a condom. I just knew. I knew as soon as I put it on, it was going to be like, no. I was like, I can't do it. I'm too fucking, that's what a pussy I am. I'm such a fucking pussy. I was like, I can't.
Well, I mean, maybe you want to love somebody before you do.
You know what? Kind of. I'd like to at least know
that's
who the fuck
is. That's not a bad thing.
It's, and I mean, I think it's sort of like.
Sean can't relate to this at
no,
all.
Sean,
he just goes around
Sean
banging
is,
everything.
He's the clam slammer.
That's why they call me that.
I want to be a clam slammer. It's just, it's like if ever the planets line up and they're like, yeah, go, let's fuck right now. I'm like, what? No, what?
Yeah,
I talk a lot of shit, but when
no,
you
people,
you
no,
gotta go on.
People don't
I
think, want to fuck me.
Well, you have
yeah, they
let's
do.
Let's go out two
no,
or three
don't.
Times. But
I
this
swear.
Is the thing that sucks is that I was like, well, no. Look, let's just we're all right. You know, let's make out. I'll fuck you tomorrow or next week or something. You know, let's let's go. Let's have dinner. Or I mean, I know it's such a chick thing to be like that.
Yeah,
but like, I'm an old man now. I'm 35.
You can't just be hopping in and out of beds with people.
I've had. Dozens of lovers. It's not like this is going to make it or break it, you know? Right. So I'm sort of like, let's fuck it. I just can't do it. I get too fucking afraid. I
You've
can't
had
do
24
it.
Lovers?
At least.
Yes.
Dozens? Wow.
Yes.
At least.
Jeez.
Yes.
Look at him.
I know. And that's why it's sort of like not as big a deal, but like, anyway.
Does
so
that
then
happen with each
this
of
is
them?
The thing. No, it doesn't happen with, well, this is what sorry. I'm saying. That girl that night, you know who I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yes. The hot one.
And then like, it didn't really work out. Yeah, she's all right.
She's
and,
she was fine.
She was fine.
Would Sean date her?
Yeah, Sean would date her.
For someone who teaches retards, she's
don't,
a real nice
don't
girl.
Don't get fucking specific. What are you doing?
They don't. No one listening to this podcast knows who she is.
Gary right. Fleming.
Oh, Gary Fleming? Yeah. Gary Fletcher.
Gary Fletcher.
No,
Andy
you think
Fleming.
Andy Fleming. Wait, who did I say? Andy Fletcher?
You said Gary Fleming.
God, I don't know what it's I'm talking about. Her so high. I'm so high on Publix water right now.
Oh, God. I'm just drinking regular Mapco water.
This Publix water is so good, man.
Brad gets so what?
I'm pretty sure when I throw this bottle out, he fishes it out of the trash and fills it up with tap water.
That's a good idea.
Puts it back in the fucking cover. Waits for me.
That's such a good idea.
So anyway, this girl who I didn't really know, I didn't plan on any sex. We kind of get there, right. And I'm sort of like, I'm telling you, I'm being honest. When I wake up in the morning, I have a boner. I get boner. It's not like it's psychological. It's in my
yeah,
mind.
It's gotta be
I
a mind
can't
trick.
Just fucking go down that way, or I can go down. But you know what I mean. I can't fucking. So I'm thinking, well, we'll do this. And then we go out again. And then she's like, decides she want to hang out. So it's like I sort of blew it. Like I don't get any pussy now because I didn't just totally go for
That's
it.
That's happened to me many times recently.
It's like, well, then I may as well just fucking. Fuck
well,
you.
I mean, do you really want to be with some chick who wants to bang you within an hour of meeting you? Is that? Do you
I mean,
date
I don't.
Chick?
I don't care that
Not
much.
Really.
I mean, on the one hand, some days I don't. Some
you
days
hang
I do.
Out with her?
Some days I don't.
You don't want to hang out with her.
Well, but then this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You banged. You banged
I,
a chick.
I did bang.
Really? Were you
I banged
scared
chick.
Or anything?
No, because I like this girl. I know this girl.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's different.
I know. I've known this girl for weeks.
Well, maybe you're not comfortable banging
well,
strangers.
I should be afraid to bang this girl.
She skank or what?
No, she's not a skank, but she may or may not have a boyfriend who may or may not be an MMA fighter.
you're.
I don't know why that doesn't scare me away, but like.
Yeah, that makes like, it more exciting.
I think it does. That's what's fucked up. I think I'm fucked up where it's like. That sort of turns me. I was like, oh, I'm so good. He's gonna
beat me.
My nose. Yeah, it's like I haven't even paid for these fucking teeth yet, and they're gonna get knocked out of
oh,
my head.
Oh, trust me, he'll wait. He'll wait till you get the braces off.
No, Oh man, he's gonna punch me in my mouth, and my braces will get stuck on my lip.
Oh, that's
oh,
happened
God.
Before.
I need you to teach me to fight, dude.
Yeah, let's, well,
can you just be my bodyguard like 3 o'clock high and just hang
yeah,
out with
I'll
me?
I'll do it. I'll hang out by the flagpole. I'll be like your bodyguard and my bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we'll
remember
that. Too much, not too much. No, no, you gotta stop now.
It's not that much. One. What was
oh,
it?
We're
wait, what so was that? My bodyguard.
We're gonna get ruined.
My bodyguard.
What is my?
Oh
bodyguard?
Yeah,
from the
'80s. That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, that New York, that kid.
Mark.
What's the one with Nicolas Cage? Where Nicolas Cage is
that one.
The he's protecting the first lady.
Oh yeah, guarding Tess or something.
Ah! That's horrible. No, my bodyguard. It was the.
I believe you. Did I tell you I tried to watch Crossroads?
No.
How many times are you going to try and watch Crossroads?
It's so awesome.
It's such a great fucking movie.
I didn't like it.
How do you not like it? But you watch something with subtitles that nobody else understands.
Yeah, God. What are you? Some Swedish vampire. But you don't watch Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I'm not.
You can't watch.
I went to see Toy Story 3 last week.
That's a great movie. I haven't seen it yet, but
it's unpretentious.
Mark, what's wrong with
you? It's a kid's movie.
Nothing's wrong with you, Brad. You're a normal human being.
The end of Crossroads is pretty sweet. Steve Vai versus that's
pretty good.
Great.
Although Steve Vai looks at the camera like three fucking times.
Yeah, sure.
Of course he does. He's Steve Vai.
Yeah.
The surprise on Steve Vai's face when Macchio starts playing the classical stuff.
Oh.
How awesome was that? Chills. Man. You didn't get chills on that scene?
No.
That's pretty good. How did you just see the end of it if you didn't watch
fast
the movie?
Forward.
Yeah, because I knew there was I knew there was a sweet guitar duel at the end that I wanted to see Steve Vai do.
You want to talk about sweet?
Yeah.
I'm hooked up with, I'm on, whoa, the air's on.
No, it's the heater for this little.
Good. Poor Sean is freezing to death.
I have a blanket on. I'm fine.
What's no blanket?
Speaking of sweet, yeah. I'm totally into $2 chocolate bars.
What does that mean?
$2 chocolate bars. You know, when you're at a grocery store and you're checking out, there's the candy. There's the Hershey bars, the Ritz. Fuck that.
Ghirardelli.
Yeah, Ghirardelli. I'm over at the fucking...
Cocoa, 87%
dark chocolate.
He knows
what I'm talking about. There he is.
This guy's...
What do you think? What do you think? I eat a Kit Kat? No.
No, Cadbury.
Cadbury, yeah.
You know what I had for the first time last night?
This fucking
guy. Not an erection.
A Toblerone.
That wasn't the first
time. I can
time.
Get an erection, and the thing is, if I have a little fucking heads up, I can go get some pills. You know what I mean?
Where do you get those?
I know people.
Toblerone. Yeah, you know what? Those aren't as good as I want them to be.
No, they're tasty.
In my mind, they were totally triangle chocolate, but they're like little wedges.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. They're fun though. Because
you break a piece
you're eating
off.
A shape.
It's a good thing. It's just
you're
doesn't
eating
fit
a shape.
In your mouth.
They're
quite
good,
right.
But they look the way it's packaged.
It looks like you're getting 4 pounds.
It looks
pounds.
Like it's the best chocolate bar.
Ritter Sport. That's my jam.
He loves Ritter Sports.
I'm all over Ritter Sport. Have you had the Ritter Sport?
I don't know.
It's a square. You can get
like
it tons
cookie.
Of different flavors. I like the, there's one with hazelnuts in it. Oh, there's one that's really good that's got like a cookie center.
Yeah.
Center? Chocolate with cookie, with a big fucking cookie in there.
Oh, yeah. It's a
you know, those
cookie
those
in there?
Nice Wonkas are pretty good.
The,
oh, yeah. Those are good.
Wonkas
mm-hmm.
are
yeah,
stepped
Hershey's
up the game.
Dark
when,
chocolate.
When they first came out with the Wonkas, those were bullshit. The yeah. Scumpodilicious, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Wonkas back up in that ass.
But no, now they're all.
Do you like the dark chocolate?
I
had a 93% dark chocolate bar. It didn't even taste like chocolate. It just tasted like...
Yeah, that's too dark for
it was,
me.
Yeah.
I felt like I need to acquire a taste for it. Like, I felt like I need to keep buying it and eating it
like
until I love it.
Like a crayon or something.
It was good, though.
There's some absurd chocolate, absurdly priced chocolate at Bongo.
That $6 chocolate bar?
$6.25.
I'm going to buy it.
I'm getting it. You want to split one?
Let's do it.
Don't do it.
Why?
No, because treat yourself. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. Yeah. I barely fuck, apparently. I mean, give me
you need to have something.
Yeah, something nice in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you got there? A fucking crackle bar? Go fuck yourself.
Ooh, yeah. Crackles are pretty tasty.
No,
I've never seen a crackle bar in years.
Yeah.
Except for the miniatures.
They used to sell them.
You know,
I
bet they don't
to sell them
one.
In school.
Just a crackle?
Yeah, for like when we
regular
would sell,
size crackle.
That was a long time ago when you.
Oh,
school.
You're right.
When we would do like. Fundraiser or something. I didn't even remember what I was
yeah,
raising
that was
funds
years
for.
Ago. That was back
but
whenever I would love a
I like
woman,
the crackle a lot better than the Nestle Crunch. The chocolate in the crackle is Hershey's chocolate, which I like better than the Nestle chocolate. I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something about this girl I hooked up
yeah.
with this weekend. She's awesome, and I wish something could happen with that, but she's got a boyfriend. She's got a lot of shit. She's a sad
let's
person.
Talk about her.
I don't want to talk too much about her, but what I'm saying is I was honest with her. I was telling her, you know, I don't. It's just weird to talk to a girl honestly and be like, look, I don't feel anything anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel love or sadness or anything like I want to. I feel the desire to feel that. But And she's like, yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Like, she was down with it. She wasn't like, you don't. What do you mean you don't? But she was like, yeah, no, it's all bullshit. You're right. Let's just go fuck.
She could
like,
be the one.
Yeah. But when I wrap my arms around her, I'm like, yes, this is right. But like some girl who's just like, I don't know you, but you're dicking me. It's like, all right, you do on paper. I don't know.
I don't know.
And she had a fucking rainforest chocolate bar in her fucking hand.
Rainforest.
Oh, that rainforest chocolate is fucking. It's like you called? Feel like with like a gorilla on it. I don't know what it's called.
I think it's called a gorilla bar. No, it's
not. Chunky monkey.
No, it's fucking not. I almost got through it. No, it's.
No, it's you know what else is delicious? Blue fig.
Ah.
Mediterranean
blue fig.
Cuisine.
Fucking baklava at that place.
I had wanted a
light your ass up. You'll be like, God damn, this is some motherfucking baklava I'm eating right now.
I had put in a call today. I was like, look.
You'll swear at a total stranger. You'll say, hey.
You'll say, fuck you.
Fuck you. This is some goddamn
fuck you.
Shit. God damn it, this is baklava.
I went there and had a gyro.
Did you?
And you should pronounce it hero because it's so
good. Oh, man. Superhero.
It's a hero.
Did you really go there or are you just fucking with us?
I'm not going there.
Well, we were going to go today, but Sean Parrott has a show. He's running a show down at the Springwater.
Yeah. Look at you, kid.
So if you happen to listen to this and you have a time machine.
Yes.
Go back to Wednesday night.
We'll go to the first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, it's the first
Springwater
Wednesday of every
open
month.
Mic.
Springwater is.
Sign up starts at?
9.
Show starts at?
9:30. It's a weird show.
Right,
Dave Cloud's there.
If you've got a calendar, go to the calendar right now and put Springwater on
that
day.
It's a weird show.
It is a weird show, but that's okay.
I can't deny it. It's a weird show. But
you know what's not a weird show, and that's going to be great and coming up soon? Ultimate Comedy Christmassy Show.
Oh, yeah.
December 9th.
This is the last Ultimate Comedy Show of the year.
I won't be there.
This is like the fourth annual Christmas
What?
Spectacular.
You won't be there?
I'm taking my team out to a Christmas dinner. Oh. December 9th, Maggiano's.
Wow.
When are you taking
We should cancel the show and go there.
Wow. When are you taking the...
When are you taking a Happy Birthday Gary out for...
Happy Birthday Gary out for...
Next Christmas.
I got an email.
As soon as Blue Fig put some money in my pocket.
I got an email.
Next Christmas.
I got email from somebody about poker.
Yeah.
What?
Tournament. Poker tournament.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew. Did I just blow it?
Sean doesn't play poker, so.
I don't understand.
I only sent it to people I thought would be interested in playing poker.
I don't understand the game.
I'm sorry. I feel like I.
No, it's fine.
Never mind.
I don't feel
no shame here.
If I had gotten that email, I would have read it and gone, I don't
this is
like
a
poker.
Safe area for us to be free.
I don't understand it.
I feel safe.
I don't know
with
how
you guys.
People win.
I could get a boner with you guys because I feel safe with you. And I
you
love
could
you.
Try. Go ahead.
Get a boner.
Okay, I lied. No, see, you're looking at me too much.
Get
pressure.
A fucking boner.
Get your boner. Where's your boner?
Where's your boner?
Get
your dick hard. Is that what she said? Is she like that?
No, like but that? I've been with girls like that.
Really?
Like, come on, fuck me. Like, I quit yelling at me.
Oh, man.
Somebody said, come on, fuck me.
Yes.
And you're not even married to him?
No,
wow.
I know.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'm a silly shit. I get myself, deliberately get myself into silly situations just to just
I've
have something
girls
to complain
like,
about.
Sort of cry that, but.
Yeah. Not.
Cry it?
Yeah.
Tears?
Why don't you fuck me?
That's a turn on.
Yeah.
So how are we doing on time?
We 558 measures.
I feel like I should tell you a really sad story about
a
girl
story.
I dated.
Yeah, I want to
hear
it.
We had been together for a while. And she...
We just barely started this podcast. Go ahead.
In a desperate attempt to make me want to have sex with her, which was impossible.
Yeah.
She was sitting, I was watching TV, and she was got naked and was rubbing oil on her body. And I couldn't possibly have sex with her. It was...
Man.
Brad, what are you doing in that situation?
Unfuckable.
When I do it to Sean, he turns the TV off.
Yeah.
He comes over, hugs me.
Throws you down on the futon.
God, that futon's got to go, man.
So, I mean, how shameful it is to wipe oil off of you after not being pleasured.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
She was probably really...
Well, that's the flip side of it, is whenever you think you're going to get some pussy and you don't, how much you're like, what the fuck, I wanted some pussy, you know?
Yeah.
I can't relate to any of these stories.
This is the thing.
You always get pussy when you want to, and you don't
he gets
get
pussy,
it when you don't want to.
But when you go out with a girl, I don't know, let's say junior high school, whatever.
Yeah.
You go out with her. All you do is kiss. You go for a boob. She's like, no. And you're like, okay, all right. So then like a couple weeks later, when you do finally get to touch her boob, it's the best thing you've ever fucking done. Right? Because it's like, oh my God, I touched a boob, boob. And you fucking enjoy that boob. You savor the boob, right?
Yeah, it's a nice boob, right? A
couple weeks later, you get a little bit of finger and a little vagina.
Whoa.
Right? A couple weeks after that, maybe a little oral stuff happening.
Wow.
Maybe later, then you're fucking or something. This takes months, and you enjoy the fucking. But if you did all that in one night, if you're just breezing through titty, you're breathing through fingering, you're not really getting all the bang for your buck. You know what I mean? I'm an old man now. It takes so much to stimulate me. You got to fucking ball gags and tranny porn and fucking, you know, you can't just stick your dick in me. You know what I mean? It's like, no, come on.
Fuck me.
Yeah. It's like I'm doing you a favor. I guess, I don't know. It's just
is
like,
that what she's like?
That's where I'm at now where like, it's like, it's just fucking.
Have you reverted back to?
I don't know what I've done, but there's something wrong with me where it's like,
if you could, you need to reboot your life. That's what you need to do.
Tell me about
reboot.
It. I should pace
myself. The series.
I should pace myself a little bit.
My grand theory of marriage, since I've never been married, I don't think you should be able to have sex for the first 15 years.
What?
No sex.
No, you shouldn't do
just
that.
Slowly it's the ramp it up.
It's the second 15 years you get that covered.
Oh, really?
I think you should be awarded marriage after being together for 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, because how many people you know got married when they're like 17?
Yeah.
And oh, God, 19, they fucking hate it.
Of course.
And they fucking blew it.
This guy loves it, though.
I was 21.
You're
a special, Mark. You're not like
I don't have any kids. That's why
you don't have any kids. Yeah. You've got your
kids ruined.
God, you know what
happiness.
I hate? I hate when I repeat what someone just fucking said, and I do it all the time.
I do it all the time too.
I do it all the time.
I think you're the one good marriage I've ever seen in my whole life. I think.
That's sad.
John and Barbara are a happy marriage.
Yeah, John and Barbara.
You're right. That's true.
I don't know.
And Mark.
But other than that,
I
don't know anybody else.
Mark's wife, look, she's not here. You know how easy it would be for a wife to be like, are you going to have your friends over and give you shit? You know what I mean? Just suck the joy out of your fucking life.
Or
she's a good woman. She offered to make you brownies for fuck's sake.
Yeah. More so than that. You're not even talking shit about her now. That's like when I'm happy, I'm always talking shit about my girlfriend.
He loves his wife.
Level of respect for the one you're with that you have for no other person. Otherwise, you end up hating that person.
He actually loves her more than any of us. And that's
I can't
beautiful.
Imagine loving anyone like that.
Like that.
It probably won't happen then.
I wonder.
I mean,
man.
I would like to, but
I guess so. I don't want it. It's going to go to
Are
shit.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you don't want it.
I do.
No.
I don't think it's for you.
It's not for you.
I don't think it's for you.
Love is not for me.
No, you should be
marriage
alone.
Is not
no.
for you. Love, sure.
No, loneliness is for you.
I know that, but
find your heart.
Yeah?
Let your heart be blackened.
It's
let it be raked over coals.
Let's
not have another sad podcast. The last podcast with Sean talked about killing himself for fucking hours.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't do it, Sean. I felt bad.
Yeah. Don't feel
no,
bad.
No, I want you to be loved and love. And
I wouldn't mind it. It's hard.
Be loved. Is it hard?
It is hard. The people I actually want to love, it's only the people I don't want to love that love me.
I shouldn't.
See, you're basing it on looks.
I shouldn't be telling you this.
It's not on looks. I've dated many very ugly women.
He dates way below his pay grade.
That's pretty smart. That's what my wife did.
Yeah.
I got on the OK Cupid. I shouldn't be admitting that.
What is that?
Oh, man.
OK
Cupid. It's like for losers who want to date girls on the internet. I've never dated anyone on the internet.
It's like Match.com or something?
Kind of. Except it's free.
It's free, so you know what you're getting.
Know what you're getting. It's some big, beautiful women out there.
You need to go to the most expensive one and join it for a month.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
I don't know.
What's
the thing is, I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck I want. It's like if a girl... Hey, I like you. I'm like, oh, I don't like you. Well, then let's just fuck. I don't just fuck. Okay, well, then go. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean? But I do want to. I don't know. I want to have the girl that's married. She's not married. She's got a boyfriend. Whatever. But I can't have
Here's the thing. If she didn't have a boyfriend, would you even be interested
in know what? That's a legitimate. Probably not. See? Honestly, probably not. Because.
So, this is what you do. Every girl.
Drama. That's what I'd be wanting.
Every girl you like, just make pretend they have a boyfriend. Have imaginary boyfriend in your mind that they
Ooh.
Have.
Whoa.
That's way better than you in every
That's
way.
That's a good idea.
Write that down.
So you're always trying to, like, outdo him, but you never can because he doesn't exist.
I feel like I'm a shitty person, too.
Nah.
You're okay.
This poor guy, he doesn't know.
You're a good guy.
Man, if he's an MMA guy, he can get as many women as he wants and beat up a bunch of other men.
The thing is, in my mind, it's like I have no regard for the conventions of whatever the fuck you're doing. It's like,
is she married to the guy?
No, she's not married to the guy. She's just some guy, but he doesn't. He can't be expected to feel the way I feel about it. Like, hey, it's just fucking, man. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, does he love her?
I don't know. I should explain to him how special it is. I think they're incapable of love.
Are people who do MMA
who punch other people for
capable of love?
No, they're only capable of ownership. So she probably feels like he owns her.
Yeah.
You know how whenever you play a fight out in your mind, and you win.
Well, I've never lost one in my mind.
When I play this fight out with him, in my mind, I run away.
Yeah,
I don't even fight him.
You know, you just taser him when he's not looking.
Well, this is my move.
Weapons.
I was like, this is what I'm going to do. When he walks up to me, I'm going to be like, hey, look, I already tied your buddy to the ceiling. And when he looks up, punch him in the throat. Punch him in the fucking throat. That's all I can do.
With a needle.
No needle. Jesus Christ. Just fist. Crunch. Yeah. Crunch.
And all he'll do is look down and then break you in half. One punch to the neck doesn't hurt him.
In the throat. In the windpipe.
Doesn't matter. Have you ever done MMA?
No.
Try it.
I've had M&Ms.
I've done CBS.
Oh, they have special expensive M&Ms now, too. Have you seen those?
I've heard about those.
They're like pearls.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
I had some pretzel M&Ms. They were all right.
When I was in Vegas, I went to the M&M store.
When did you go to Vegas?
Oh, boy. That was years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to go do some casinos with Brad Tassel here next month.
Big time famous guy.
Who's Brad Tassel?
Brad Tassel. He's a comedian. He's a big time comic.
I mean, what's his thing?
He wrote a book about... We talked about this guy one time. He wrote a book about... something about kids getting bullied in school or something like that. Or how to not bully. I don't know. He's a funny guy.
How to not bully a guy in 10 days.
Something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Whatever, man. Getting work, man.
Vegas or
no? It's up
Harris,
up in Milwaukee or something. I'm going to Chicago. Ooh. I guess is there gambling allowed in there?
On the rivers, yeah.
Oh, that must be where we're going, because he says we're going to like 7 different casinos, and he listed them. I had never heard of any of them.
How are you getting there? You riding with him?
Riding with him. Carpool. Cool.
How do you know this guy?
I did some shows with him.
Cool.
Tom Sobel booked me. Sobel to do
Run.
Some show. Sobel Run. Yeah, well, this isn't a sober run. This is something he's going to try and get me in. Well, fuck, we'll talk about this later. This is not.
No, this is I'm interested in your comedy career.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. I'm going to be doing a...
Feature?
I'm going to be down next week. Not next week. 16th in Knoxville with John Reap.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Got a Hemi.
Hickory.
Have you got a Hemi in that car?
Hickory.
That's that guy. That's what I'm going to do.
Have you ever seen him do a set?
I've seen him on YouTube.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't know.
He's a perfect fit for you.
it's totally
a weird mix.
Totally. They won't be able to tell when you get off the stage and he gets on.
Yeah. They're going to be like, hey, do you want to see something that's sweeter and 10 times less filthy? But if you're going to book me, you're going to hear something about a butthole.
You're funny.
I'm funny.
It'll be great.
I believe myself, but I don't like people booking me and then getting mad that I'm as dirty as I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm R-rated comedian. I sing songs about butt fucking.
But just you don't
in my
have
regular
to do
life
that, though. You can be pretty clean.
I can be, but this is the thing. It's like, hey Mark, I want you to paint me a beautiful picture of the Battle of Franklin. But you can't use the color blue. You know what I just did to you? I fucked you up. You know? It's like, hey, Brad.
Not if
go,
I was commissioned to paint
go
for
Go tell
you.
Me about the world. Well,
it's your job, though.
What if you're, like, already doing it? And then, I don't know. It's not like I'm a carpenter who just cusses too much. It's part of my art. And I know there's a million back and forth on whether or not it's right to... And you're right. You're right. I cannot cuss. And I can...
No, yeah.
I can cuss less. Yeah, and I will.
There's.
But it's just also, on the other hand... Fuck it, you know?
It all depends. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a comic that goes back and works at that club again?
No. I mean,
or
yes,
do you want
no.
to do your own thing?
I'd rather...
It's up to you.
I would rather...
There's no right or wrong answer.
Well, my right answer is I want to do it because I enjoy it. I have worked there before, and they know what they know what they're in for. And I'm making it sound like I'm horribly offensive. I'm not. You've seen my. I'm not really that bad, but I am dirtier than John Reap. I know that.
Oh yeah. Oh, and you can be really dirty at times, and you can not be so dirty.
But I also I don't feel like I'm just dirty, like just for the sake of dirty shock dirty. I'm dirty, but it's part of the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think I'm excessively dirty.
No, yeah. I've
unnecessarily.
I've seen dirtier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heard that.
Oh man.
Maybe we should write some clean material.
Let's write a clean joke. For me, for my set.
Okay, let's do it.
So I was
so
fuck.
So you ever notice when you're,
you ever
cunt? No, wait.
When you're about to fuck a girl and your dick
and
doesn't
your dick doesn't get hard because you don't feel fucking anything. You're fucking empty inside, and you just want to fucking.
That sounds like a spring water set.
Oh man, that's gonna happen tonight.
Yeah, it is.
No, we'll be laying in the bed, kissing, and I have a. Rock hard erection. Then it's like, put your dick in me. And it's like, some part of my brain's like, we're not doing this. And I wonder, if you think about it, that may actually not be a bad thing. Like, Dave Attell has a bit about how Whiskey Dick probably saved his life.
Yes.
Because it's like, if I had actually gone through and fucked these girls who fucked me within hours of meeting me.
Yeah, that's not good.
Then I'd probably have AIDS. Ooh. And I wear a condom. Everybody wears a condom.
Maybe some kind of crab could have crawled on you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Or a SAR. You could get a SAR from an Asian
You could get
lady.
SARS from an Asian. You could get a
It's
jaundice from an Asian.
If you get an, if you get like an old-timey lady, you could get some sarsaparilla. Maybe.
Caught the gout on the dick.
Yeah,
see how
know.
Filthy that is?
I got
That's
sick
not
going to
fly on a Reap.
I got sick of sale.
It ain't going to fly on a Reap show.
Tone it down a notch.
Just say I'm going to butt fuck all of you in your fucking butts.
You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to do it. I'll fuck a butt. Yeah, if she's like, put it in my butt, I'm like, you're right.
You got it. Yeah?
Maybe I should just fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
We did it.
Do it.
We're going to do it.
Kill yourself.
How are we doing on time, guys?
We're halfway done, but do you think anyone's listening or going, oh, God, Brad's...
Now Brad's going to kill himself. Next week,
how
Mark
come when I talk,
himself.
It's like a big wave, and then when you guys talk, it's nothing?
I don't know.
I think that's jolliness.
Do I not talk loud enough?
Probably. Who knows?
You talk plenty loud enough.
I think I sound loud.
Me too.
Right?
You do when you eat.
Yeah. Do I eat loud?
Hands down, the loudest eater.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah,
you didn't?
No.
Who? Where were you raised? By cows chewing cud?
No. No, I wasn't. I was raised by my parents in New Jersey.
Yeah, at a dairy farm.
No, we were at a house. We were in a house.
Yeah, a barn.
No, no
you were raised in a barn, weren't you?
No, I was.
I felt bad. I was talking shit about Sean's father.
Oh,
because I assumed he hated his father, and I don't know why.
No,
and Sean's like, I love my dad. He has. I know he hates his brother.
I hate my brother,
but I assumed everyone hated their brothers and their fathers.
Yeah, I thought I didn't know you had a good relationship with your dad.
Well, he died when I was really young. So
how old were you?
I was like 14 or 15.
Were your parents married at the time, or were they separated? Oh, they were.
Yeah,
I don't know why I felt like they were separated.
I thought they were too. I thought that they were
separated by the Lord. He separated them.
Oh.
The Lord said, thou shalt not be alive.
And then.
And it was so.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
It is written.
So shall it be done.
Cerberus.
The day heaven shall come.
Hades.
So that's why you hate God. Okay.
It's a contributing factor. Fault. It's just why he's like, knows there isn't one.
Oh man, candy's good. I love candy.
$2 chocolate bars.
Ah, I would fucking pay $17.50.
You know what I'm gonna do tonight? I'm gonna get a $4 chocolate bar and just
Are you fucking kidding me?
You going to Walgreens?
Oh,
Walgreens has some good ass shit up in that motherfucker. God damn.
Let me tell you about Dove chocolate.
Oh.
Dove chocolate, it's like cocaine. You get like 2 ounces of it
for
$30. But motherfucker, it is delicious.
Oh, Dove's so good.
Dove.
I went to my friend's house one time and they had a
Godiva.
A bag
of
Dove chocolate.
Fuck you.
Downtown Franklin, they have a chocolate shop.
Chocolate.
It's like just a place for the chocolate. When I was in Chicago, they had a place that was like
chocolate tree. What is that place called? Fudge Tree?
It's
chocolate
like
tree?
Chocolate Nation.
Choctaw.
Chocolate White.
Choctaw. Remember that? Yeah, that was from last week when we were depressed.
Oh, man. We're so much happier now. I had a dream I wanted Mark to analyze, and I don't remember it anymore.
Oh, I want to do it. I want to help you.
Oh, man.
White man, you need to be my Cyrano, Mark.
What?
Cyrano?
My Cyrano de Bergerac. You need to tell me all the things to
say
to
Cyrano.
Ryan's my Cyrano. Ryan still hasn't done my website.
Of course not.
Did you give him money?
Well, Nora still hasn't given you your headshots, has she?
She sent me a link to get my headshots. I need to send those on.
Have you ever clicked on a link in an email? I don't feel like you have.
Me properly? No, I've attempted it several times.
I'll help you out, Sean. What do you want me to talk to ladies for you?
Yes, I really do.
You need a bigger nose, don't you?
I don't know how.
Teach me how to fight, and teach him how to love.
Yes,
I know how to. It's like
I could guide you guys through life.
Once it gets to the second date, I'm fine because I'm comfortable. But when I'm around people I'm so terrified.
I love being around people for the first time. And
I know,
no
you're a natural.
They have no idea what's going on.
Well, when it works great for me, but it just doesn't work that much. And then I sabotage it. I will deliberately sabotage it. But you know what? Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to do which is better?
Yeah!
I was going to tell a story.
Oh, please tell a story.
Well, along those lines, I was going into work, and there's some other woman going to another company in our building.
Mm. Did you hook it up?
No.
You gonna hook this up for me?
I could.
But fuck.
She was nice though, but here's the funny thing. I was walking behind her and said, it looks like she's never washed her hair before. And then she ended up being, I had her cracking up in an elevator ride. I had her.
Oh, Mark and nonsense.
If I was a single guy, Sean, I would have. She was like, oh, she didn't hold the elevator for me, and I kind of snuck in. She goes, oh, I thought you were taking the stairs. I said, look at this shit. Does this look like I'm, does this like stair walking to you?
Yeah.
I said, I'm falling apart over here.
That's good. Well,
And then I, you know.
That's one all of you my main do. Problems yourself. Is I can't even tell when people like me. Like, I've had girls who I continue to be friends with tell me, like, years later, oh, I had the biggest crush on you. Why didn't I know that?
You know, that's just a trick women do to. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah. They don't always
that's
mean
not
that.
Real
is that
yeah,
just
they
to make me feel better?
That.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it was one time it was a girl.
They don't tell
dated.
You that. They don't tell you that until it's at a point where you can't date them.
Right. Yeah.
They only let that information flow when
yeah,
they're
this
engaged
is when they're married
or
when
married,
they've had.
Had
they've
some
got
kind of kid.
Stretch marks. Yeah.
Been raped.
That's one of the five things. That's one of the five things.
They never tell you. I should have dated you before I got raped because then I'm. At
back
least
when I
he
had,
would have run away while the guy was raping me.
Back when I still had my jawbone. Yeah, back then, yeah.
That was when I had my original jawbone.
I bet, Brad, if you picture all these women being raped before you do them, you'll have no problem.
You
like,
think
look,
I don't?
They've been raped.
You think
before.
I don't?
She's already been pre-raped. It's
if
all right.
I, if I want to picture her being raped, I have to look down. You ever notice when you're raping a girl, your dick just don't get that hard? It's like it's like your dick's not into it.
I got a semi up in this bitch, and I'm just let me fuck your pussy, bitch.
My favorite thing about this podcast is now we finally crossed every line.
I don't think we need to come up with some new lines to cross.
Jews, we haven't gotten another Jews.
We tore them up episode one.
These Jews have been.
Yeah, I think we fucked.
We've done
Jews.
Everything.
Fucking Irving Berlin.
Irving,
get away from my Christmas, Irving. It's my Christmas, Irving. It's not your white Christmas. It's our white. You're not even white.
Yeah.
You're not even technically white.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah,
because you're never gonna fucking have it.
Yeah,
exactly.
If only you're. That's yeah. All right, we better get to which is better.
Which
guys.
Is better?
This is a very important. Which is better?
Yeah, this is tough.
This is gonna be good.
All righty. Which is better?
Yay.
The Marx Brothers versus Monty Python.
Oh, fuck.
I don't
fuck
know.
This.
Tough one.
Who are these people?
Fuck this.
The Marx Brothers.
God damn it.
Versus.
This is tough.
This is easy.
Monty Python.
This is so tough.
Gut feeling, Sean.
I love Monty Python. They're probably the main
main reason I am the kind of comedian I am.
Oh, really?
Well, then I already know who I'm picking.
Yeah. You picked the Marx Brothers just because they created me.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think, Mark?
If it wasn't for Groucho Marx, I probably wouldn't be doing comedy.
Yeah. Really? Are you a big Groucho fan?
Huge.
He was named after Marx.
Yeah.
I love the Marx Brothers. I love them.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I didn't watch the Marx Brothers until I was a little bit
older.
It's
not funny when you're a kid. You think it's funny, but you don't really get it.
Yeah.
You got to be about a teenager before it gets funny.
He says, and you got to spend like, you got to watch the movie 7 times so you can catch all the jokes.
You have to understand 20s lingo for a lot of them.
You have to understand facial expressions.
Mm.
Yeah. Fake mustaches.
I am going with Marx Brothers because God damn it. But on the other hand, Monty Python is fucking...
My favorite movie growing up was The Holy Grail. I mean, that was like the funniest movie. When you're like 13 and you first start understanding like humor.
Oh, yeah. It's so much funnier. Humor. Especially when you've been just shit on by sitcoms your whole life and then you see something fucking hilarious like Holy Grail. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me that...
You know you're not allowed to watch it.
In like Australia and New Zealand and stuff like that. Apparently, Holy Grail is the one that no one has seen. Like... Life of Brian is their Holy Grail. Like
really?
Everyone quotes Life of Brian there.
I think a liar told you that.
Life of Brian's pretty good, but yeah.
I really like Life of Brian. I like them all, but...
Meaning of Life is probably my favorite.
Meaning of Life is so fantastic.
Meaning of Life is probably... Oh, fuck. I don't know which one's my favorite.
This is too hard. What if we just like them both the most? I like them both the most.
Marx Brothers and...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Let's see.
Are you that familiar with Marx Brothers, Mark?
I've seen Duck Soup.
Duck Soup, incredible,
fucking awesome.
You know what
Duck Soup means?
It's a not pond. What?
It's a pond.
Yeah,
Duck Soup.
It's a pond.
Yeah.
Why is it called?
Because there's ducks in it.
I know, but why?
This Duck Soup. Because in the 20s you said dumb shit or 30s or whatever.
Well, I know, but it still doesn't make any sense that the movie is named Duck
Soup. It doesn't.
Nothing makes
sense. Right.
That's why it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, and to be honest with you, I haven't watched a lot of Monty Python or the Marx Brothers in a long time.
Yeah, but you know enough about it.
Let's try.
Let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
Let's fucking do this.
All right, well.
I'm so nervous.
Who would win in a fight?
Ooh.
We're talking about
Monty Python got more.
Well,
they got more.
All right, we're gonna let you have Zeppo and Gummo.
Gummo, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
For the fight.
Okay.
I think the Marx Brothers. I think the funny thing about Monty Python is... They would be good at really good and funny at losing at a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Cleese is huge.
John Cleese is a fucking monster.
He's a big guy. They got a gay. He's probably got a lot of pent up gay anger.
Yeah.
His balls are giant.
But these are city street.
Why are his balls giant?
But the Marx Brothers are street smart. They're all vaudeville.
Yeah.
They'll wrap you in the knee with a cane.
They're juice.
If you have John Cleese, who is this big, you've got to take a Harpo and let him be as big, because that's what we did with the Pelican and the Bear. We made that
100-pound Harpo.
A 300-pound Harpo versus a 300-pound Cleese.
Yeah.
Okay, pound for pound, 1,000 pounds of Marx Brothers versus 1,000 pounds. So you have all the Monty Python guys,
I feel like,
but they're about 2 feet tall.
I feel like the Marx Brothers throw oranges at them. I feel like they throw oranges
at them. No, you know what? You're right. They're not fighters.
They're runners.
Chico, apparently the reason Chico started doing the Chico voice was because little Jew boys would get beat up in his neighborhood.
Oh,
so he's like, hey, what's up? Don't hit me. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, hey, leave him alone. He's all right. Hey, over here.
I'm just an Italian guy.
Hey,
just like you.
Chico, with a Mexican name.
I'm Italian. That's not how I really talk.
I say
actually.
The Marx Brothers.
Hey, this is
Marx
how
all
I'm Italian. Yeah,
Marx Brothers win a fight.
Yeah,
I think the Monty Python would. I feel like Marx Brothers are not fighting.
No, I feel like they'll kind of do a weird fight, like throw oranges on feet.
It'd be a funny fight.
Okay,
but I think it's not funny.
Yeah,
if Monty Python wins, it's not funny. Just seems mean.
Harpo would pull like a boxing glove out. Have you seen Harpo get tough with people? It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Knock shit out of people's hands.
Yeah.
Burn their hats. Burn their stuff. He'll burn their entire...
He'll fuck you up. All right, who would win in a naval battle?
The Brits.
Yeah.
Really?
They controlled the seas.
For a long time.
For a long, long time.
I don't know.
They all lived in
there aren't a whole lot of Jew sailors, are they?
Yeah, there are.
Jews.
The Marx Brothers ship would be a lot fucking funnier, I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah?
It'd probably be a giant
if you had a
boat. They're funny in a ship.
With Groucho with a fucking captain's hat on? Forget it. That's a funny fucking ship right there.
I mean, the
I think yeah. Monty Python would get their shit together a little bit and fire a cannonball or something. And, you know, the Marx Brothers just be tripping over themselves, goofing off.
That's true. I think Monty Python's going to win a naval battle.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would... They're all like doctors, and someone would know how to actually run a ship.
Yeah,
like the
Marx Brothers would get lost at sea.
I think Monty Python.
Groucho would just be trying to date a widow the whole fucking time.
Monty Python understands chain of command better.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot more orderly.
You know what? Did any of them
Oxford
ever,
and Cambridge?
Yeah, yeah. I think they actually did some military marching around and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
Settled.
How about just a fight, pound for pound, Cleese versus Groucho.
Oh, man.
Cleese and Groucho.
Cleese wins.
Cleese is huge.
It's like when this girl finds out that you're banging his girlfriend.
So am I Groucho?
You're Groucho,
scenario?
And he just awesome. Totally
well,
giant
the thing
fist.
Is, Cleese's
fists are as big as Groucho's
and one
face.
And one of the funniest things about Cleese is his rage. Like, when he really starts raging, you're like, oh, fuck,
that
that's so funny. But he's
the,
like, you can tell that. He's got a lot of anger in there that he's just waiting to, and he probably, English people hate Jews, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
so
sure.
He's just going to, oh, you little Jew, and just beat the piss out of him.
Who's funnier, though, out of the two?
Groucho's funnier.
Groucho's the funny of the whole group of everybody.
Groucho's like one of the. They're all some of the funniest people.
Right. But
Cleese is great by himself. Like, he's great on Fawlty Towers and stuff like that. But he's a great ensemble cast guy. Like, he's great with playing off of other people.
Well, that's the thing is they're both good on the team, and they're both good.
Yeah,
solo guys.
That's true.
What do you think, Mark?
I think Groucho would, if you were alive today, he'd be our Dane Cook.
That's that. I hope that's not true.
Groucho was just as popular.
Groucho was our generation's Dane Cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would just riff.
I think the other vaudeville people hated him for being so popular.
I'm sure they did.
Why does he get his name up in the spotlight? I'm just as funny.
Because he did movies, but...
Yeah, he did talkies.
I feel like he would not be that.
Yeah, that's what you want to believe.
I know. That what I want to believe.
And there's no basis for it.
But the thing is, it's like... I don't understand how anybody who was funny in, like, before 1970 was ever famous. Like, I don't know how Steve Martin was ever famous because he's so funny.
Yeah.
But, and so strangely funny.
You ever heard
like,
of the Ed Sullivan Show?
I know, but I don't know how the fuck he got famous. Like, he's so weird. Could he
be
that
famous
right now?
There was
just
this entertainment void to fill up. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
sort
I guess
of like,
so.
Let's use Steve Martin. That's a dog act or something. It's just some weird thing to add in there.
At the time, there's three channels, and
he
has somebody who's different. Put him on.
Who's more underrated, Zeppo or the cartoonist?
You mean Terry Gilliam?
The guy who, yeah.
Well, that's rough. I feel like Terry Gilliam is rated.
You think so?
Because he's
quite popular.
He co-directed Holy Grail, and he's... Since then, he's been
I don't know if
a great
he gets,
filmmaker.
I don't know if he gets about credit, though.
I mean, don't go around throwing the name Terry Gilliam around. Obviously, I'm not that into it. But when I see
you don't say
his,
Zeppo.
When I see his work,
yeah.
I say, oh, yeah, that's the Monty Python guy.
But the thing about Zeppo, this is my contention on Zeppo.
Yeah.
I think he is invaluable.
I think you're making too big a deal about
No, no. For a long time, I felt the way you felt, Mark. I was like,
you're trying
no.
to be too alternative.
I'm not.
You know what?
You're trying to be...
I'm being the alternative.
You're trying
to
tell me Crossroads sucks when it doesn't.
I don't think it sucks. I just didn't like it.
It's imagine comedy chaos without Bates.
Can't do it.
Yeah, he's the Zeppo.
Imagine comedy chaos without Sean Tidwell.
I can't do it either.
You're right.
Imagine it with Ben Bergman.
It's like, yeah.
So, but
it's
the
like,
Zeppo
it's
movies.
It's like four Zeppos.
Like, A Night at the Opera and A Day at the Races are both good, but those are at the tail end of them being fantastic. But everything before that, Duck Soup, Animal Crackers, Coconuts, all that stuff is awesome.
Four Marx Brothers, the Three Marx Brothers.
Somehow Zeppo, I don't know what it is about Zeppo, some sort of X factor.
He's a good straight man. And
he's a good straight man.
He was in the production of shit. He helped, you know what I mean? He wasn't always concerned about getting the funniest
stuff.
I'll
defer to Sean on that.
I think...
You know,
yeah.
I think Terry Gilliam is one of my favorite filmmakers, but for Monty Python specifically and for the Marx Brothers specifically, I think Zeppo was...
I'm going to be honest. I always found the cartoons in Monty Python a bit creepy.
They are creepy.
And maybe it was because I was too young when I first started seeing them, but they always sort of creeped me out. Yeah,
they felt made me feel dirty.
They are dirty. Like, there's old men bouncing on big stuff, fat ladies, bellies, and stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
There's people going into meat grinders and shit. And
yeah.
TV's bad for your eyes, and it just pokes his eyes out. Yeah. It's like, fuck. It's pretty terrifying stuff.
I watched it as a kid and didn't think twice of it, but I liked it. Like, well, I knew I liked Monty Python because I knew I wasn't allowed to be watching
it. Mad Magazine school. Like, he was a big fan of Mad Magazine, and so he was...
Oh, right.
You know.
The adult figures of my life would frown upon Monty Python letting a child watch that.
Yeah.
So that's why I liked watching it.
Monty Python, they're both... Marx Brothers and Monty Python are both things that, like, if there's a girl with you who doesn't get it, it's just fucking hopeless. There's no bringing someone around to it. They either get it or they don't.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying huge tracts of land, but he... Never mind.
Why is he saying... Oh, just fucking forget it.
Huge tracts of... No.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, actually, you're just dumb. I tried to watch Life of Brian like a year or two ago, and season was airing. She's not into it at all.
No.
Yeah.
So I just...
That's weird. That's sad. They're missing out.
Yeah.
I get why she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, she gets things that we don't get.
She likes The Mentalist. I like, Monty Python.
That's Mentalist. For
somebody. That fucking title. I've never seen an episode of that show, but that title.
Greatest show ever.
Is it a great show?
Here's what's great about it. I started watching it with her, so we have a few things we could watch together.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was so stupid. Mm-hmm. But now it's to the point where I've seen, like, just about every episode. I can't stop watching
you're into
it.
Really?
I think that's true of pretty much anything.
It's a pretty bad show.
It's one of those like people who are like, I hate Real Housewives or whatever the fuck. But it's like, you know what? If you get stuck in a hotel room, that's the only thing on by the end of the day. Let's go get something to eat. Well, I want to see what happens. You know, fucking.
Well, that shit is infinitely entertaining.
It's
just
horrible.
Like,
I know.
People who are terrible, it's like heaven.
I remember watching like two episodes of that back to back and going, okay, I can't watch it anymore.
Or I'm
going to
get into it.
I will just keep watching.
I hear you. All right, next question.
Sorry.
Who hated Germans more? Marx Brothers or Jews?
Marx Brothers really hated Germans.
Monty Python were all Brits.
Yeah.
They hate Germans, too.
They both have great...
They have good reasons to hate Germans.
But they both have great sort of Nazi... I mean, Duck Soup is all
about it's just
fascism.
About, right.
I think Marx Brothers' hatred for the Nazis was more timely and more...
Sure.
It hit it right at the right time.
Yeah, I mean
I think Monty Python
was late '60s, early '70s. Yeah.
They hated
so
the way Pink
like,
Floyd hated you know, it's
they
like,
hated
yeah.
it because it was like
their uncle
their parent,
died in the war.
But that
somewhere.
Fucking the funniest joke
that
bit
is so
is the
funny.
Fucking funniest fucking shit.
Funniest joke in the world.
Yeah.
There were zwei peanuts walking on der Straße und one was assaulted. Peanuts.
So fucking funny. God damn it.
Which made the world better, Monty Python or the Marx Brothers?
Neither.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing helps the world. Everything
better. Who
they made
did
me
more
smile.
More better?
You know what helped the world? Sarah Palin writing a book is what
helps
the world.
I think that when you're young and you like you were saying, you get turned on to Monty Python, you see it, and you're sort of like, hey, people get that this stuff is ridiculous and that stuff is ridiculous and war is stupid and all that, you know, all that stuff. And the same thing with the Marx Brothers.
It didn't
that
help anything. Everything's worse now than it was
then.
Well,
I'm not saying it fixed it.
The
I'm
world
saying...
sucks. Face it. Death is imminent.
You're right. We did it. We got Mark.
I can't do it with a straight face.
Mark, do you want to kill yourself?
Oh, I want to die.
Yay.
I want to take a bottle of Flintstone vitamins and not wake up in the morning.
Don't let...
Hey guys. Bigger dick. Who's got a bigger dick?
I don't know.
Average these dicks out. Circumcised
these guys are
or
Jews.
Not.
These Jews with the tiny little
Jews have small
Jews
dicks.
Have
oh
big
yeah.
dicks. I thought they had big dicks.
Get the whole thing in your mouth.
All right.
Jews with big
I don't know about Jews. I don't know the stereotypes about Jew dicks.
I remember
What about Brit dick?
Brit dick.
I don't know that either.
I say
bad teeth.
I say they're all small.
Yeah, all small dicks.
Okay. I say they're
none
is bigger.
Is there no winner?
For everyone that looks bigger, the next one is smaller.
I feel like John Cleese is maybe 3 foot taller than everyone else, so he must have a bigger dick.
But
probably.
Could you not picture Harpo having a dick just halfway down his knees?
Yeah.
Just because that's how it works.
Yeah, sure. That's true.
Chico's okay. Probably got a big 3 pound cock.
Yeah, anybody with an ethnic name is probably well hung.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Did you?
Hong. Hong. The Chinese hung.
How long is hung? Hong?
What you mean, how long Chinese? You mean how long make Chinese food?
No, how long Chinese?
Which was a better silly walk? Groucho's silly walk or John Cleese's silly walk?
Well, didn't Groucho say, walk this way? Or was that somebody else?
I think that's just one of those jokes that kind of existed forever, and he just did it.
I can picture the Groucho walk in my head as soon as you said it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty great walk.
But
It's
silly walks.
It's funny and silly, but it's almost subtle. It's almost like incidental.
I like
it's not like overtly.
That's just how he walks everywhere.
That's just how he walks. I'm giving that one to Groucho, personally.
I feel like in some ways, I mean, maybe not directly, but in some ways the silly walks thing is almost a response to the Groucho walk. Like, not directly.
But it was more of a thing about
it's just like
military marching, like how people march.
Now picture Dane Cook walking. It's the same walk. Dane Cook does the same walk.
Oh, that motherfucker. You're right.
Told you. He does the Groucho walk.
You just made me hate Dane Cook.
I don't like him.
Why? All right.
What did he ever do to you besides be awesome?
I don't think he's funny. That's the only thing.
Yeah, well, there's 3 shows sold out of Madison Square Garden that say otherwise.
I know.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he's richer than me.
Checkmate.
No,
I agree.
Kang.
Well, good, because...
I agree. He's... Yes.
Dane Cook, according to Ticket Sales, is the best comic around right now.
Yeah, how many... He's
probably the best comic ever, according to Ticket Sales, right?
Yeah, he's got way more ticket sales than Groucho.
Yeah, what did Groucho ever do except, you know, good stuff?
Oh, man. Oh, man, Groucho.
Were we at? Bigger Dick?
We did Bigger Dick.
They're all small.
Silly Walk.
Better bit.
What's your favorite Marx Brothers bit?
What is my favorite bit?
I don't know.
I like the when he's talking to Margaret Dumont in Duck Soup, and he's like, mm-hmm. I picture you in front of a stove, and I can't see the stove. That's a good bit. That's really funny.
Can you think of any Marx?
Ooh, the Marx. No, I take.
I'm
it back.
Not good at picking what? Bits out.
The
like that.
The this is an ongoing bit in the Duck Soup where uh-huh. Groucho gets on the motorcycle and Harpo drives away, and then
and the sidecar stays.
Harpo,
behind.
Oh, yeah, and then the second time Harpo drives away in the sidecar,
and I like the
motorcycle stays
when they're trying to get through the passport.
Oh, where did I take it?
Could sing like you.
They're pretending to be Maurice Chevalier, but Harpo has a
fucking
record player. What the fuck? And then he starts stamping things.
Throws all the papers and shit.
So good.
Harpo, when he's fucking... Oh, God, the mirror. When they do the
mirror.
Oh,
the
mirror
bits. That's like the best bit
Groucho
ever.
And Harpo. Everybody.
Nothing,
Chico and Harpo and Groucho.
All Monty Python bits are funny, but that's like...
These are bits. These are fucking... But what's funny? What's a funny Monty Python bit? We can't just... The fucking...
I really like... The one I always think about is they have a bit where they're gangsters... But they're shaking
March
down
Brothers?
The mil. No, the
oh,
Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
And they're shaking down the military. They like walk right. into
their
the general's
American
office.
They're American
They're
gangsters.
Like, hey, it'd be a shame if something would happen to a tank or something. He like knocks over. Yeah, tanks are pretty fragile. Yeah. You never know when something's. That's a pretty good bit.
Oh,
that's
Sean.
Fucking funny. What? Was that a cat?
That was a cat.
I heard a cat.
What, the only stray cat left in our neighborhood that we haven't destroyed is pregnant.
Destroyed.
Shoot her. It's like this wily cat.
We have destroyed all the stray
destroyed.
Cats.
Destroyed.
Yeah, awesome.
This
exactly
cat,
what we did.
This cat paints an open door on Mark's front door. And he runs into it.
But did I not tell you about all the...
I know
cats,
that
you
told
us
yeah,
about
you,
killing
oh
tons
God,
of
God, you're horrible.
But I like
don't.
How you say destroyed. That really makes it sound even
that's
more
what
awesome.
We did, man.
But the mirror bit is the best.
The mirror bit
is so funny.
You surely know this.
I've never seen any of that.
Where there's a doorway, yeah, and they, I stick my hand up, you stick your hand up, and we both pantomime. Yeah. It's been done forever.
It's been hacked.
But the best part,
had a bit like that.
Yeah. Groucho does a spin.
And Harpo doesn't spin.
He doesn't spin, but he just does the hands at the end.
God damn it.
That's fucking funny. You bastards. Fucking bastards.
That's been copied so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a good bit. The thing is, that's like a little improv game. Is like if you're...
Oh, yeah.
Let's not bring up improv. I'm still scarred.
Yeah, no. It's usually a dumb...
Long story form.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's just you're doing... Oh, I'm just... Yeah. Feeling what you're doing, and
I can't get behind improv.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, we got next question.
What the?
I'm so pissed off right now.
I go Marx Brothers in that one.
All right,
I think I go Marx Brothers.
I'll go Marx Brothers.
But just in my head, I just hear coconuts clacking together.
That's a really good bit.
And a guy coming.
That's a really fucking good bit.
God damn. Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh man, that's a tough one.
Crack my
knee.
That's
really tough.
I'm gonna skip it because I feel like I'm not giving Monty Python enough credit, but I can't think of any fucking Monty Python fucking
Epstein
bits.
Epstein,
just fucking
fifth.
Yeah, they're so funny though.
The fifth.
Better music.
Whoa.
Better music. Better music.
That's rough.
Better music.
Probably Monty Python.
Yeah.
What? Really? The Harpo?
Da 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 da.
I don't like that old timey music like that.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
And things seem hot. That's one of the best.
Always look on the bright side of life. Isn't it awful lovely to have a dick? Somebody did a penis.
Well, not just the songs, but like what did Marx Brothers have? Everyone says I love you.
Oh,
that's fucking funny. But they were good musicians.
Yeah,
Chico was a great fucking piano man. Harpo, obviously.
Chico
self-taught.
Harpo doesn't do many funny things while he's playing. He does a few funny things while he's playing, but Chico's hilarious when he plays piano.
He's like somebody's granddad.
He plays funny piano.
Isn't there a scene where he's like eating and playing? Or am I making that up in my head?
I don't know that, but he'll make like a little gun hand gesture, like he's shooting the keys, and he just makes silly faces. Oh, yeah. And he's always doing
it
with like a pretty girl.
I think it's
next
a night at the opera where he's on a for some reason there's a piano on the ship and there's a bunch of kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's so beautiful because it literally is like a grandpa and
that's the big story, isn't it?
Maybe it is.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But the kids are around him and they are just eating it up, like he's killing them, and it's so like. It's like, oh,
the,
man,
the
that's
big
so
store
nice.
Has the weirdest fucking musical number in it. And they fucking, Marx Brothers, and I guess part of it is this was, what, fucking 100 years ago. So, it's weird.
90.
It's literally, 80. Though, it was like 80 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like, so the music 80. Is a lot different. But
sucks. I hate it. I hate all that crap.
I always get.
There's no synthesizers.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I don't know, they were like, yeah, like these guys are goofing off, and then they play like this most beautiful music.
Yeah,
you're fucking earning. Like, doesn't quite fit.
I hate it though.
All right, well then we'll give it to Monty Python.
Okay,
Monty Python, better music. I want an asterisk next to that, but whatever.
Whatever in your face.
Who would you rather meet?
I don't need to meet any of them.
Mark would just stay home.
Ah, fuck it. How long do I have to drive?
I gotta kill a cat, guys.
Meet me at Logan's.
Let's just do the podcast.
They'll all go to IHOP.
I gotta destroy a cat right now. Sorry.
How are we doing on time?
Oh, we're over. Which one I'd rather meet?
We're over.
I feel like
I'd rather meet the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, I feel like Groucho would be fascinating.
But I feel like they wouldn't care. They wouldn't want to meet us.
Yeah, but I
so
feel like
I hear you've got a podcast.
What's podcast?
I feel like in this situation though, it's implied that they want to meet you, or at least they're like forced enough into meeting.
And you guys have such a good imagination.
Yeah, I know. That's what I have to have. I have nothing in real life. I have to imagine things where people want to be with me.
Yeah, everything's in your imagination, really.
What does anything really exist?
Don't, Mark.
Everything is connected.
Mark's messing with my
Nothing's
brain.
Nothing's connected.
Everything's connected.
We're all in the Matrix.
We already are Groucho.
There's a microwave. The
Guys,
Big Bang produced microwave radiation. We can see it. That's why the entire universe.
Who'd you rather meet?
I think Mark's Monty Brothers. Pythons. I say Monty Pythons.
Which group would you rather be in?
Oh!
Which group would you rather?
I'd rather be in Monty Python because they're like the silliness. Man. Like I mean,
you know what? This is may sound insulting, but like I don't think I'm good enough to be a Marx brother.
Yeah.
I could probably fit in Monty Python. Like,
well,
you know,
there are a lot of people hanging around.
There's 20 of them. You can have
it,
but yeah, it's like there's fucking
I would easily be
powerhouses.
A
just powerhouses.
I feel like Monty Python are up my alley because they're like surrealists. They're like, they don't mind doing, I mean,
yeah.
Also Marx Brothers are also surrealists, but.
They
have like a
Marx
fish
Brothers
slapping
probably
dance.
More, right, but I think that Monty Python is more what I actually do, sort mm-hmm. of. Not that I do it, but you know what I mean. What about you, Mark?
I would be a good Marx brother.
Yeah, you would be a good Marx brother.
Get on the piano.
I think your brother's a good Marx brother.
Oh!
Wait, what are we going to have? There's Marx and Unson brother.
Marx
and Sean.
Sean Parrot. Shanti Python.
Shanti Python.
Shanti Wilson.
But my brothers. First name is Sean. Their first name is Monty. My last name is Parrot. Their last name, it's like a
Parrot, parrot like Python.
A parrot Python. Never They're both mind. Animals.
Better music, I asked you that. Who do you think got more booty?
More booty.
More booty. Mark,
didn't
you've been sitting a lot of this
Didn't
out.
Graham Chapman die of AIDS?
Well, can I be honest with you? I've never seen any of these things.
Really?
You're too busy watching Battlestar
Mentalist.
Galactica.
Guys,
Graham Chapman died of AIDS, right? So that means he fucked a lot of dudes.
Or maybe not.
Maybe he just fucked one dude. But
booty counts as booty.
I try not to picture people in the black and white days having sex.
Oh, boy.
No air conditioning.
The bushes.
Yeah.
That's gross.
The bushes.
Just in. Oh, man. It's
Python.
Like a,
I go Python.
It's like a hair fall. It's like a waterfall, but hair.
But
just.
But these guys.
Just
this was
tumbling
back,
down between their legs.
Yeah, but this was the fucking Prohibition speakeasies. Oh, they were in showbiz.
Yeah.
Marx Brothers had to be getting pussy nightly.
Yeah.
Nightly,
maybe
divvied up.
Maybe they'd meet a girl and they'd get her back to their hotel room, and they'd be fine making out with them. And then,
look,
nothing.
Man, there's just something in my heart that makes me just
you know
not
what?
Right, there's something
your
wrong
heart.
With
you're a good guy. That's why
you know what. You
know
get,
I'm a bad guy because I fucked. I did.
You get a heart on.
Why?
I can't get an erection, but my heart feels big for you right now.
My heart is swelling.
What was the question?
It's full of blood.
Who got more booty?
Marx Brothers.
Marx.
Marx
yeah, they
Brothers.
Probably fucked a lot.
Sure.
All right, here's the main question, guys.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Bigger dick.
We did that one.
I just wanted to say it.
Who's funnier?
Ah, fuck.
See?
Fuck you.
No, I'm not.
Fuck.
You can't really.
Who's funnier, Mark?
I'm not going
to. Sean, who's funnier?
Well, I'll answer for me personally. Monty Python had a big impact on my sense of humor.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to go with that. I have to go
like
Monty
Python.
Python
is funnier for me.
Answer for yourself.
I love the Marx Brothers.
Don't get us wrong.
I think what Mark was saying jokingly, I sort of think that is true. Like Groucho. Groucho, I think I idolize him. I'd like to be that kind of smart
sure.
guy.
Yeah.
But also, I idolize Idol.
Eric Idol. Billy
Eric Idol.
No, but...
Eric Idol's fantastic.
You guys remember when Eric Idol used to come to the house before your time?
What?
There was this Eric Idol lookalike that used to come out to the...
Really?
Liquid Smoke comedy shows all the time and sit
Eric
in the front
Idol
row.
Eric Idol.
He looked just like Eric Idol.
Great.
I Eric
Idol
like
writes
I remember
songs.
You making that joke. He's brilliant. All right. Funnier, though. Who's funnier?
Can I tell you something? One of the funniest things, I watched an interview with George Burns years ago where he just told stories about Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
And to me, the stories they would tell, I wish I could remember. The funniest thing, and this sticks with me now to this day, is there was a story George Burns used to tell about they'd go out to restaurants, and before George could order, Groucho would always say, he'll have the something, something fish, something, something. And it was a joke.
Right.
And it got to the point where George Burns was really annoyed.
Yeah.
And he purposely went out of his way to, like, time it so the waitress had to go to him first.
Right.
And, you know, and Groucho was on the other table. Mm-hmm. And then Groucho, like the waitress leans in and asks him what he wants. And George Burns starts to answer. And the waitress says, no, you'll have the. And she does the joke. Like Groucho preemptive. And it was like one of the, I wish I could remember. It was God, something they had like really, inside wow, joke. And stuff like that. And yeah. That's how funny.
He's probably funnier.
He
yeah,
always could take something to the next level of funny.
He's probably much funnier.
That
than
was the
there.
Thing is, like, I've been reading that book, The Groucho Letters. This mm-hmm. is like before internet. This is before anyone would get these jokes. This is him writing letters to his friends, like Fred Allen or whatever. And he's mm-hmm. just fucking hilarious. It's like a hilarious letter to a friend. It's like he was funny. Not maybe not. I mean, I wasn't there, but he's funny like all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And like the George Burns stories, like people were like, yeah, I went out and I had lunch with Groucho, and there was a woman sitting by herself, and he leaned over. He's like, "You by yourself?" And she's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, there must be something terribly wrong with you." And he turned around
and then go back.
Yeah,
to
yeah. And it's like fucking hilarious yeah. shit. It's like he's just funny all fucking day. I want to
hang out with him.
God damn it!
Which one do you want to meet? I go back. I want to meet Groucho.
And
this
God
is
damn it.
This is my thing. As hilarious as Monty Python is, and I feel like both of them great, way top 10 best shit ever. Yeah. But as hilarious as it is. If I'm watching a Marx Brothers movie, I will laugh out loud mm-hmm. like fucking a dozen times at least. Monty Python, I'll think it's entertaining, right. But I won't go, you know, well, just fucking Harpo with his mm-hmm. fucking face.
Yeah, like
when a fucking pretty girl, for no reason, a pretty girl walks by and Harpo starts chasing her. That's it. It's really fucking funny. Hilarious. I don't know. Gets me.
Well, I've seen Holy Grail so many times that if I watch it now, it's not funny.
I feel like it's gotten
to that quotable.
It's had enough space for me that I can watch it now.
I probably could watch it now, but
I rewatched it recently and I was like, "This is great! I love that movie."
It's one of the first movies I ever bought on VHS was The Meaning of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Suncoast, back whenever there was videotape stores,
where
you could
pay $25 for a VHS.
Yeah,
tape?
Yeah. Fuck.
And. All right.
What did you vote, Sean?
I think it's Marx Brothers.
I'm giving it to Marx Brothers.
I think they're better.
Who won?
Marx Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
Yeah. I think they're better.
They're better. We did one, guys.
We win.
Ah, man.
All right, guys.
That hurts.
That's hard.
This
I feel like
was
we.
Painful.
I'm exhausted.
It was a hard one because Monty Python is still pretty great.
Oh, I love Monty Python.
This hurts.
I'm sorry to Monty Python.
It's like when the Pelicans died.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The day the pelicans die,
they were singing.
I'm gonna get some Viagra.
Happy birthday.